State Attorney General Josh Call is running for a second term leading the Department of Justice. His Republican challenger is Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This week, Central Time is talking with both candidates about the major justice issues in the state. Tomorrow at this time, Eric Toney will be with us. Right now, Democratic incumbent Josh Call joins the show. Attorney General Call, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a question of Wisconsin's 1849 law banning almost all abortions. Your Department of Justice filed suit to block that law, citing more recent legislation that appears to allow some forms of abortion. Can you remind us why you chose to file that suit?
Well, first, we've begun to see the harmful consequences of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. There was a 10-year-old rape victim in Ohio who had to travel to Indiana to get the health care that she needed. Here in Wisconsin, a woman who had a partial miscarriage was left to bleed for 10 days before a doctor could intervene. I heard from an OBGYN who told me that when people come in with planned pregnancies, which are usually the most joyous appointments she has, and I remember those appointments with my kids, she said now sometimes parents come in and they're terrified about what's going to happen if there's a complication they weren't expecting. And the idea that families have to worry that if they get pregnant, that that could end up leaving kids at home without a parent, it's wrong. And that is not the way that our system should be here in Wisconsin. So 4 days after Roe was overturned, I filed suit seeking to block enforcement of Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban. I've also been clear that we're not going to divert resources from investigating and prosecuting the most serious crimes in the state to going after people for abortions. But that's a huge differentiator in the AG's race. My opponent has repeatedly pledged to enforce that ban. He won't rule out enforcement in cases involving rape or incest, and he's even suggested that we empower DAs to prosecute abortion cases across county lines. That is wrong, it's backwards, and it shouldn't be the way we move forward in Wisconsin.
If the 1849 law is in effect, I mean, isn't it in your purview as Attorney General to enforce that law? Even if you don't make it a top priority, wouldn't you be expected to coordinate with local law enforcement and prosecutors to enforce the existing law?
Any prosecuting or investigating agency has limited resources, and we make judgments all the time about how to use those resources most effectively. And we at DOJ in particular have statutory authority to investigate crimes of statewide importance. That's what the statutes say. We investigate homicides, sex offenses, drug trafficking cases, and we put people who've committed serious crimes behind bars. It will never be the case that it is an effective use of our resources to divert resources from those other purposes to go after people for abortions under this 19th century ban.
Speaking of violent crime, we saw an uptick in violent crime around the country, Wisconsin no exception, most notably related to gun homicides. What steps are you taking related to violent crime, and would you take if you were reelected?
You know, I'm a former federal prosecutor. I prosecuted murderers, gang members, and drug traffickers in one of the most violent cities in the country. And as AG, I oversee a Department of Justice that investigates and prosecutes some of our most serious crimes. We need to continue to have an AG who has that kind of experience. But we've also got to invest in public safety in Wisconsin. Our public safety has been underfunded for decades now. Shared revenue, which is one of the sources of money that local governments use to fund local law enforcement and other critical services, has declined while costs have gone up. So a year ago, I proposed a Safer Wisconsin plan, which would invest $115 million into public safety through community policing, violence prevention efforts, law enforcement, recruitment, retention, and wellness programs, victim services, and other steps. We need to have solutions for funding public safety. I've proposed them. My opponent hasn't. We also need some common sense gun safety measures like universal background checks. It's not okay to have a system where people can sell guns out of the trunk of their car without having background checks conducted. But my opponent has not supported those kinds of measures. And then we also need to strengthen our bail system so that if people are a danger to the community, they don't get a certain amount of bail that they can potentially make and get out if they're a drug kingpin or a wealthy. Instead, they should simply be detained pending trial if they're a danger to the community.
Those last two changes you mentioned are not things an attorney general can do on their own. How would you work with the legislature currently led by Republicans quite possibly led by Republicans, in the event that you're reelected, to try to make those background checks happen and make those bail changes?
All three of those really require legislative action, and we're going to keep advocating for those kinds of investments. I put out my Safer Wisconsin plan a year ago, and the legislature, unfortunately, hasn't taken action. But I think that voters are going to send a message at the polls in a week. And I think one of the things that is going to be clear is that Wisconsinites want those kinds of investments in safer communities. We worked during my first term in office to get things passed that make our communities safer. We reformed our sexual assault kit laws so that kits get submitted, and ultimately the legislature passed that. They created about 70 additional assistant DA positions around the state. They invested in law enforcement training, and those are all things that I advocated for as AG. And we're going to keep advocating for investment. We have a huge surplus right now, a record-breaking surplus, and investing a portion of that into safer communities, given the challenges that communities across, not only across Wisconsin, but across the country are facing in the wake of the pandemic, is a wise investment, and it's one that I'm going to be advocating for the legislature to make.
Talking to Attorney General Josh Call about his re-election campaign. Attorney General Call, your opponent, Eric Toney, has pointed out a slowdown in the last several years of DNA evidence processing. Turnaround time on that evidence has been about double what it was, as I understand, since 2018, even though you're getting fewer of these cases coming in. Why is that?
There are a couple of things that are happening, and the bottom line is that we are on the right track with the crime labs, and things have improved. So first, the number of DNA cases that are awaiting testing by the crime labs has dropped significantly during my time in office. And that, to me, is the key metric, because those are the cases where prosecutors or investigators are waiting to get results. And once they get those results, they can move forward. So as the number of those cases drops, there are fewer cases where prosecutors and investigators are waiting. It is true that we have made the testing process more complex by adopting probabilistic genotyping. That process takes longer than the process that was previously used, but it's an incredibly worthwhile investment, because that process allows us to get DNA results in more cases, so we can solve more cases by using that system. It's true that it takes longer, but despite that, we've seen the number of cases drop. And we've also seen the number of cases awaiting DNA testing drop despite the impacts of the pandemic. So we are on the right track. We do need to get more resources. We've gotten under half of the resources we've requested for the crime labs, but we're going to keep advocating for those resources so that we can continue moving forward in the work that we're doing.
On the show recently, we've talked about PFAS pollution in communities around the state in groundwater, well water, and elsewhere. You're part of a lawsuit against chemical companies who manufacture that so-called forever chemicals. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, first and foremost, I think everybody in Wisconsin should have access to safe and clean drinking water. Nobody should have to worry about giving their kids the water from the tap. They shouldn't have to worry that they might themselves have illnesses because of the water that they drank in Wisconsin growing up. But unfortunately, because of PFAS's link to all sorts of negative health outcomes, there are communities in the state where that's not the case. I was in Marinette in late 2019, and I heard from people who didn't feel comfortable giving their kids the water from the tap, who were worried about the health consequences that people they went to high school with had suffered, and whether that was because of PFAS contamination. And so the principle I take to this is, first, if our laws are violated, polluters need to be held accountable. And we need to make sure we are getting these toxic chemicals out of our water. And it's the companies that made millions of dollars in profits that should be paying for that, not taxpayers in Wisconsin. So we filed a suit against PFAS manufacturers and marketers. We also filed a suit in connection with PFAS contamination in the Marinette area. And I've been committed to ensuring that we're getting accountability. My opponent has been much weaker in terms of talking about holding polluters accountable. He recently reported that he received a $10,000 contribution from Coke Pack. And they're, among other things, have been against environmental enforcement. So it's a very clear difference on this issue in the AG's race.
Finally, one job that attorneys general around the country get involved in a lot is lawsuits at the federal level. Republicans often lining up on one side, Democrats on another. When do you think it's appropriate to bring Wisconsin into challenges on one side or the other to the federal government?
There are two things that I've looked at throughout my administration in deciding when we get involved in a lawsuit. Number one, is there a strong legal basis for the challenge that could be brought? And number two, is that challenge in the interests of Wisconsinites? When both of those standards are met, we have gotten involved. And so as an example, there were a number of efforts during the Trump administration to roll back policies that were in place that helped fight climate change or protect clean water. We were involved in a number of cases challenging those policies, and we were largely successful. When the Postal Service tried to slow down the mail prior to the 2020 presidential election, which could have caused people to be disenfranchised because their ballots weren't received in time, we joined other states in a multi-state lawsuit in that case as well. So to me, those are the two critical issues, when it's in the interest of Wisconsinites and when we've got a strong legal challenge.
Attorney General Call, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Call is the Democratic State Attorney General running for a second term. Tomorrow at this time, we'll talk with his Republican challenger, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney.